Hello, Anthony.
Hello, mate. You okay?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Yeah, are you
enjoying your time down in the Metro Centre there? Are you a big fan of shopping?
Well, to be fair, I'm going to a lot of girls' shops and stuff because it's my girlfriend's little sister's birthday. It's not the best, but it's all right.
It's all right. I mean, you've got to take the brunt sometimes.
You've just got to do it, haven't you?
That's one of the things. Now, you're a judge for Music Means Life, and I mean, you're probably sick of answering questions about Big Brother now, but you know what it's like to come number one in a competition. Could you explain the feelings that the winner of the Music Means Life will experience? You know, the feeling that you got when you actually won out of everyone?
Winning. I'm a very competitive person in any case, so even when I win a game pool at my local pub,
yeah,
I like it, to be fair. But it's just, you know, a sense of a massive achievement, winning something that, you know, you audition for and stuff. I auditioned for Big Brother and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was a great thing personally. You represent your family and stuff like that, but it'll be fantastic for the winner of Music Means Life, because to be honest, the standard of it, I judged the first semi-final last week, and I was not just saying it, the standard was fantastic.
And just to think, they're so young, and they're all from the Northeast.
Yeah.
And just to think there's actually people, and lads and lasses in the area that can sing like that, you know, it is a good experience. And
oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, a lot of people kind of think a lot of the talent's down south and stuff, but as I say, there's
the Northeast is crammed full.
yeah. If you get a chance to go, the talent there was fantastic.
You know, when they phoned you up and asked if you wanted to judge on the panel, what were your sort of first thoughts about doing that?
Well, I mean, in my position, you get asked to do a lot of these type of things, and I'm always obliged to do it if I've got time or if I feel as if I can make a difference. I'll always do it. With it being with youngsters, I love doing stuff like that, because when I came off Big Brother, a massive privilege from my local council that they made a young ambassador.
Fantastic.
Of Downside, which is, you know, it's a really nice privilege.
So it was worth being stuck in the house for all those months. Definitely. Now, obviously, you're a musical person yourself. What does music actually mean to you?
Well, I mean, I absolutely love music. I can't go anywhere without listening to music, and I think you can tell by what type of person you're going to be, really, by what music you're into. It kind of affects affects your dress sense of your clothes you wear, and it's a great way of expressing yourself as well. It's a great thing.
And what you're up to these days, Anthony? Have you? Because I've read up that you're doing a touring dance show, a 70s touring dance show.
Yeah, I still do my dance. I mean, I love doing that. I've got my own 70s dance show.
Excellent.
And I've just took up DJing as well, which I'm doing around wherever I can get gigs, to be honest.
Brilliant.
And I've invested my money in property with when we went into Big Brother, and I'm busy doing a house up actually in Newcastle.
Excellent. Well, I might keep your contact details, Anthony, because I organise nightclub nights and stuff like that, and we're always scouting for DJs. So, I'm actually up in Edinburgh tomorrow at Revolution, doing a headphone party where you sort of wear the headphones.
I've heard that. I think that's it. When I first heard of that, I thought that's a what a fantastic idea.
I can tell you what, it's an absolutely amazing sight.
You
go into a club, everything's silent, they're all listening to their music through the headphones, going crazy, and there's nothing there. So if you walk into the pub and it's all silent, and everyone's just going mental with their dance moves.
I think that's whoever came up with that idea was
that's
genius.
Fantastic. Well, like I said, Anthony, if there's any DJing slots you can get involved with, I'll let you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you very much for taking your time up to speak to us here at Lineout Radio.
No bother, mate.
I'll let you enjoy your shop now at Metro Centre.
Thanks very much, mate.
Cheers, mate. I might be speaking to you in the future. Cheers, Anthony.
Okay, mate. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye.